Hey there, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged, and today's Leadership Tidbit series is about how to cure deafness of your understanding. You know, there's a quote out there by, let me see if I pronounce it right, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and the quote goes like this: "Everyone hears only what he understands." Isn't that powerful? A lot of us only hear what we understand. And there's probably a lot more to it behind it. So what is understanding? Again, you can Google search it, look it up on your favorite search engine. And the ability to understand something, to comprehend something. It can also mean to sympathetically be aware of other people's feelings, be tolerant and forgiving. You understand what it is they're going through, what it is they're dealing with. Some people don't want to hear what other people are dealing with, what they're going through. But if it's them, they want everybody to understand what they're dealing with and going through. It's not a one-way street. Understanding is a two-way street. It flows in many directions, in my opinion. What is deafness? It's a state of being unwilling or unable to hear or pay attention to something. And I know that there's the deafness, you know, people that lose their hearing, and you know, those things that happen are unfortunate. But in this context, we're talking about the state of being unwilling or unable to hear or pay attention to something. You know, as leaders, you can become deaf to what you don't understand or what you choose not to understand. Therefore, you can, if you're purposely deaf to other individual situations, what they're dealing with, and only to choose to understand what you want to hear, it can lead to ongoing deafness. You know, so as leaders, you want your followers to understand. You want those that you lead, the teams that you lead, to understand you. How about understanding them, what they're dealing with, what they're going through? Understand and comprehend what they're telling you. What is the message they're conveying? A lot of that becomes deaf, can become deaf to your ears, can become deaf to your understanding. Because of ego, because I'm the leader, you're the follower. I'm the leader, you're the team. I'm the leader, you're the individual in this company, in this business. That's not how it works. It's not how it should work. So drop the ego. How do you cure deafness of your understanding? Drop the ego. It's not about you. Self-awareness. Be self-aware of your understanding or lack of it. Seek understanding of yourself and seek understanding of others. Be present and mindful when you're in the presence of your team, in the presence of those that follow you, those individuals that you lead. And there are different ways for it, but here's one tidbit I want to give you. You can practice. This is easy. It can be used in therapy. It could be used just as an intervention. You could practice the 3-minute mindfulness. It's easy. You could look it up online. So the first minute, you could do this with your eyes closed, and what you're going to do is close your eyes and for the first minute, just focus on all the sounds that are around you. listen to all the noise, all the distractions, whether it's cars, your pet, train coming by, motorcycle flying by, whatever the noise are, crickets, whatever, listen to it. Listen to all the surrounding. Focus on that. The second minute, focus on your body and how your body is feeling. Focus on the tension, focus on tightness of your muscles, and just focus on how your body's feeling, if it's feeling heavy, if it's feeling light. And that third minute, focus on your breathing and your breathing only. And if you find your mind getting distracted by noises, go back to how your body's feeling and then go into how. Focus on your breathing. And it may take practice for some of you. Maybe many of you out there are into yoga or into mindfulness and already have this down packed. But look at the 3-minute mindfulness in the context of understanding and how to cure the deafness of your understanding. So this is your brief tidbit for today. So until next time, have a great day, week, weekend, wherever you are in your life. Get unplugged and know that you have value, you matter, and no one can take that away from you.